Good morning, coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, and we are joined by Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing okay. Trying to wake up, as I mentioned earlier.
That's right.
Other than that, it's good. So.
Good deal. Well, hey, what do we have going on in Coffeyville?
Well, a few things, not too much. Eventually, I'm going to get caught up, and I'm going to be able to, have a full news story and a full newsletter every week, but, until then, chime in anytime if you need to. So I do want to say a big thank you to everybody that joined us for our Women in Business Conference last week. So we had 70 in attendance, so many great speakers and sessions. But I want to give a special shout out to Erin Potter over at CCC. She was one of our presenters. And so far, based on the survey, she was our top favorite. So shout out to Erin. She did a wonderful job. Also want to say thank you to Sharon Brown, Jenna Kassler, Sharla Brown, and Joyce Fisher. Those ladies went above and beyond trying to help me get this all pulled together. So if you didn't get a chance to attend, but you want to join the list, let me know. Call the chamber. We will have more events happening throughout the year just to help women with professional development and business and leadership. So call me. I'd love to have you join us because, again, hands down, probably one of the best conferences I've been to, and not just because I led it, but
that's great.
It was great. So tomorrow is Chamber 101. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what the chamber does, our projects, benefits, whether you're a member or not a member, just wanting to learn more about the chamber, free lunch is provided. So call today and sign up by noon.
Okay. That's one of the deadlines.
Tomorrow at noon at the chamber. Vendor applications and signups are now available for Dalton Defender Days. So I know they're really trying to get all those locked in. You can message their Facebook page. That's the easiest way, they said, to reach them. I think I've got a number for them too, though, so I can probably get that for you. But vendors, calling all vendors, same with Interstate Fair and Rodeo. I know that they are right now, they just posted the applications. And so if you want to be a vendor at the Fair and Rodeo, make sure you get out there. So that's coming in August, and, I feel like it seems like so far away, but then just today I realized my son's going to be out of school in two weeks, and I'm like, what? Summer is here. It's so weird. But anyway, so the great time to be a vendor, lots of opportunities. Speaking of vendors, though, the Chamber is looking for beer, wine, and distillery vendors for our annual Hops Around Town, and we changed it up a little bit this year, so we dropped the name Brewfest, just Hops Around Town, because we want to make sure everybody knew that we have a little bit of everything. So we've got wines, we've got beers, craft beers, we've got different distilleries coming. So a lot of fun. Also looking for food trucks. So if you are a food truck in the area and you'd love to come to our event, we're going to have basically a food truck festival that day. So that's the second weekend of October. And even if you don't buy a ticket for the event, the food trucks will be available for the whole community. So anybody can come out for that. And then, of course, we're also looking for volunteers to help out that day. It's easy, it's fun, and then you get a free ticket to the event. So
great.
I say, come on. I know coming up is the CC auction, and you guys had them on yesterday.
Yep.
Is that right? Awesome. So if you haven't got your ticket, do that quick. It's going to be much easier if you get your tickets in advance, and you'll be able to just walk right in.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty nice. On the business front, we do have a new store that just opened up. I haven't been able to catch them. So I think their hours are still they're still trying to figure out their hours, but it's a new appliance store. Have you seen it?
Yeah, right down the street here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot. So yeah, just down the street right here on 8th. And, I think they're open Wednesday through Saturday, but I'm still trying to get the details, but all kinds of appliances in there. So
yeah.
Great new addition to the community.
The old Blue Boots location.
Yeah. Yeah. If you follow us on Facebook, then you'll know that each Friday we've been sharing the top reasons that we love Coffeyville and just what are the unique things that make us great. I really need some input from your listeners. So if you have something you think, wow, that, we love Coffeyville because of this, or this is something unique to us, send it our way. I'm always looking for ideas. I've got several, but I want to add to it. We'll be doing it every week. And even better, if you have photos. I'm a visual person, as most people are. So the better we can showcase things with pictures, then not only does it let everybody know in our area, but it's just outside of our area, just what makes Coffeyville unique and great. So send me your photos or ideas. and your idea might be featured on. So that's every Friday. So make sure you're following our Facebook. Okay, some events coming up. So I know the Noise Is Off theater production kicked off yesterday.
I think they moved the they moved it to, let's see, it's Thursday. They're doing Thursday, Friday, and then.
I thought it was just one.
Yeah, it was just just one of the dates. Yeah. Yep. So they're gonna do it starting tomorrow, and then they'll have Friday and then Sunday.
Okay. Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Yep. Okay. Well, it's at the CCC Theater, and it's a performance by Michael Frayn, if I'm saying that right. And anyway, hilarious. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So stop on in there. That'll be a great night out. And then coming up is May 2nd, they're having a combo spring choir and instrumental concert. That'll be at the Spencer Round Theater as well, and that'll be at 7 p.m. April 27th is Drug Take Back Day. That's part of the National Prescription Take Back Day. You can bring your leftover prescription drugs or any unneeded medications. So it doesn't have to necessarily be prescription. Just anything that you want to dispose of in a safe way. So go to the Coffeeville PD parking lot. It's on the east side of the building, and they have a drive-through disposal that day. That is also the 445 Color Run. So come on out and cheer on all the runners at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and that'll be kicking off in the morning. I think they register at 8 and then kick off shortly after that. Join us May 1st. It's our Business Over Breakfast. Charlotte Brown from the city's giving an update on the housing program changes and some exciting news on the housing front. And we also have the Coffeeville Historical Society and a few other people. So May 1st, join us for Business Over Breakfast. I will be gone that week, but it's going to be exciting. Me and Madison are going to be going to a conference and learning everything that we can do to help Coffeeville. So I'll probably have Amy come in that day and give some updates. But that'll be May 1st. Of course, May 3rd is the CCC auction. And then May 4th is also at the college, the Drum Fest that I've been talking about the last few weeks. So that'll be another fun thing. So good things coming up. And then, of course, graduations are just around the corner. So, wow, that'll be a lot of fun. So I'll bring back next week some details on when the times and all those things on graduations. But those are most of the events, I guess. So, did I miss anything?
I think you guys did a good job. So there's a lot.
I'm always like, what else? I feel like I'm missing something. Always.
It's always hard. You feel like you're trying to get everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but if you're listening at home though, and there's something you're interested, you want me to find out about, let me know, and I'll do some research and find out about all the events and programs and activities happening in Coffeeville. And then of course, like I said, you want to find out more. First, go to the community calendar. We're going to be publishing our monthly calendar this week, but you can also just call, stop by and see our new flowers. So I was going to talk about this next week, but Holy Name came down last week, the school last week, yesterday, and they planted a memorial for Casey Hockett.
Oh, that's
great.
So
it was really nice. The students all got out there and planted the flowers and the rose bush, and they're going to come back on Friday to do a dedication on that. So come by and see that and get an icy.
Well, fantastic. Well, that is some great stuff, Candy. We appreciate everything you do. And if folks want to get a hold of you or anyone over at the Chamber, what's the best way to do that?
So 251-2550, pretty easy number, 251-2550. And, of course, like I said, you can come in person, get on our Facebook page and message, or you can email us. Our email is on the website.
Excellent. All righty. We'll appreciate the update there and look forward to chatting again here next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. And on the way, we have more open lines. So keep it here.